North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on MSONewsSports.com.
With Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 13, 2020.
The possibility of Massachusetts businesses reopening on May 18, that was part of the focus yesterday on the governor's daily COVID-19 briefing for the state. However, when the 18th comes, according to the governor, don't expect huge changes.
The folks that are most likely to be able to operate successfully on the 18th are going to be many of the folks that are currently operating, right? They're essential businesses, but they are going to have to operate under the statewide guidelines and the industry-specific guidelines that will be issued as part of issuing the report on the 18th, all right? And the second group that's likely to come out earliest are going to be people who work in ways and in spaces that don't have a lot of, you know, sort of face-to-face interaction with customers as part of their regular business.
The governor again cautioned the dangers of reopening too quickly.
Everybody would like everything to be open sooner, right? The downside to that, and it's an important downside, is you want to do this in a way where you can sustain the opening when you go forward. You have the mechanisms in place to do the testing that are required, and we're going to significantly ramp up our testing capability. Our tracing program, we've already stood up, and they're collecting data and information and providing support and isolation for thousands of people now in Massachusetts is an important part of that. But the other important part of it is making sure that as you put these general guidelines in place and then the industry-specific guidelines in place, that people are going to be able to deliver on them, and that we have the ability to monitor how they do.
Governor Charlie Baker at yesterday's press briefing.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times, the Rockport town election has been rescheduled for Tuesday, June 30, the final day it can legally be held before the start of the new fiscal year. The major race will be among five candidates vying for two selectman seats, incumbent Paul Murphy, former Financial Committee Chairman William Wagner, businessman Ross Brackett, Carol Cook, and Charles Seavey. Selectmen set the election date late Tuesday afternoon during a telecom meeting via Zoom. Despite the change, ballots will list the election date as May 12, the original scheduled date before the coronavirus pandemic began. They also voted to keep the voting hours open until more information is available from Governor Charlie Baker on how municipalities should handle fall elections. Currently, the state delegation is petitioning the governor to pass a measure that will limit in-person voting hours. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
The Daily Item of Lynn is reporting today that the city of Lynn has been awarded $2 million in federal funding through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act, approved by Congress and signed into law by President Donald Trump back in late March. Meanwhile, City Councilor-at-Large Brian LaPierre, in his daily COVID-19 update for LynnTV.org, had this to say yesterday.
We finally have some great news, gentlemen. I'm reporting now in the city of Lynn, 2,136 positive cases. There are no new cases for the first time since the pandemic, since we've been on the air about 8 weeks ago. So no new cases is very positive. It's very encouraging. We want to continue to have that sort of trend as we go into the rest of this week. But no new cases to report is quite an accomplishment. Also, good news on recoveries. There have now been 578 Lynn residents that have recovered from the COVID-19 virus. That's up 53 from the last time we reported yesterday. And deaths are up one. We did go from 75 Lynn residents that have passed to 76 as of today.
Lynn City Councilor Brian LaPierre on his daily COVID-19 update for the city of Lynn, which airs on LynnTV.org.
The Associated Press is reporting that the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority has approved a $159 million contract to help build a commuter rail link from southeastern Massachusetts to Boston. The contract, approved Monday by the MBTA's board, includes new train stations in Freetown and Fall River, construction of a layover facility, and work on 12 miles of track for Phase 1 of the South Coast Rail Project. The MBTA said in a release, when complete in fall 2023, Phase 1 will connect southeastern Massachusetts and Boston, providing riders with a one-seat trip from Taunton, Fall River, and New Bedford to Boston in less than 90 minutes. The MBTA estimates South Coast Rail will be an $8 billion project requiring 5 years of capital investment. Taunton, New Bedford, and Fall River are the only major cities within 50 miles of Boston that do not currently have commuter rail access to Boston. The contract installs or repairs track infrastructure, train layover space, grade crossings, bridges, parking lots, and stations.
In Beverly, anyone wishing to express their opinion about a plan to build a restaurant on the Beverly waterfront have their say on a Thursday Zoom conference. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection will hold a 2 p.m. online public hearing regarding the restaurant's application for a state waterways license. The license is the final step in the permitting process for the Mission Boathouse, a proposed three-story, 350-seat restaurant at 1 Water Street near the Beverly-Salem Bridge. The city, which owns the land, has been trying to get a restaurant on that site for decades. It has signed a lease with restaurateur Marty Bloom, and his plan has been approved by the city's planning board and the Conservation Commission. Much more on that story in today's Salem News.
From the ManchesterMAPD.com website, in 1962, President John F. Kennedy signed a proclamation which designated May 15 as Peace Officers Memorial Day and the week in which that date falls as Police Week. Usually, tens of thousands of law enforcement officers from around the world converge on Washington, D.C. to participate in a number of planned events which honor those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. This year is obviously very different, given the current events in our world. Chief Todd Fitzgerald of the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department, along with the men and women of the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department, want to pause and pay tribute to law enforcement officers who have answered their final call. Thus far in 2020, 73 police officers from around the United States have made the ultimate sacrifice. The Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Department is asking you to take a moment this week to pay respects to all law enforcement officers, but especially those who left loved ones behind in the name of duty, honor, and public safety.
You have been listening to North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us here. And don't forget to check out North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7 o'clock, and of course, Connections, weekdays at 10 a.m. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.